Another day, another settlement. Or really two, in the case of Bank of America. And these are far from the last we'll expect to see. But they do matter, says SNL financial contributing editor Nancy Bush.
This was probably the biggest obstacle to making that statement about, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and it's not an oncoming train.
She's referring mainly to a $10 billion deal Bank of America worked out with Fannie Mae. That's the government-backed mortgage giant that buys loans from banks so they can turn around and make more. Between 2000 and 2008, Fannie Mae alleges Countrywide sold it millions of toxic mortgages that were supposedly healthy. To settle the dispute, Bank of America will buy back nearly $7 billion worth of those loans and pay Fannie Mae an additional $3.5 billion. Analyst Christopher Whalen of Carrington Investment Services says more than anything, the settlement gives investors a better idea what other outstanding lawsuits might cost Bank of America to settle.
It's giving investors a little bit more certainty as to what the expenses are going to be for legacy mortgage issues, because that's part of the problem with Bank of America. People still don't know.
Let's not forget the fraud lawsuit filed by the Justice Department last October, alleging Bank of America churned through mortgages without any thought to quality control. And then there's the robo-signing mess. Almost 2 years ago, banks agreed to review foreclosures and compensate homeowners who were wronged by mass approvals called robo-signing. But the review process is taking so long that Bank of America and nine others have now agreed to spend a total of $3.3 billion compensating borrowers who lost their homes in 2009 and 2010. Compensation will range from a few $100 to $125,000 for some 3.8 million borrowers. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.